Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
How fickle is the world! The Syrian troops who came to assassinate Elisha have been temporarily blinded and led helpless into Samaria, where, instead of executing them, Israel's king, on Elisha's instruction, quote, prepared a great feast for them, 2 Kings 6:23. After they had dined royally, quote, he sent them away. So the bands of Syrian raiders came no more into the land of Israel. That's how the paragraph ends. How long did this detente last? You can see the answer in the very next sentence, quote, and it happened after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his army and went up and besieged Samaria. Verse 24. Here, the Syrians, in response to the feast the Samaritans provided, gave them a famine. Quote, and indeed they besieged it until a donkey's head was sold for 80 shekels of silver and 1/4 of a cab of dove droppings for 5 shekels of silver. Verse 25. But he didn't stop at donkey head soup. As the king took his daily walk, a woman shocked him with the news that the citizenry had actually sunk into cannibalism. Verses 28 and 29. So, did he call a prayer meeting? No. He yowled, quote, God do so to me and more also, if the head of Elisha the son of Shaphat remains on him today. Verse 31. Elisha decided a preemptive strike was best and strode into the palace. Quote, thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a seah of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and 2 seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. Chapter 7, verse 1. Virtually giving away food? The court treasurer eyed the preacher. He knew what was needed to keep this city alive each day. Quote, look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, could this thing be? Mr. Doubter, said Elisha, you're going to see God's blessing with your eyes. Quote, but you shall not eat of it. Verse 2. And now the scene changes.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.